From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is making some changes after finding out that the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is far bigger than initially thought. Up to 19,000 barrels of crude have spilled each day in the last month, surpassing the Exxon Valdez disaster as the worst in U.S. history. Today, President Obama announced plans to extend the moratorium on new offshore oil drilling by another 6 months. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has that story.
In addition to the moratorium, 33 deepwater drilling projects in the Gulf of Mexico are suspended. Mr. Obama said his administration has started cleaning house at the scandal-plagued agency that oversees drilling, but more needs to be done. The president also rejected criticism that his administration has not been fully engaged in the effort to stop the spill and clean up damage.
This notion that somehow the federal government is sitting on the sidelines and for the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks we've just been letting BP make a whole bunch of decisions is simply not true.
The fact is, he said, the government does not have better technology than BP for stopping an underwater leak. Whether that should change is something he said his oil spill commission will take up. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Also today, the administration announced that Elizabeth Birnbaum, director of the agency that oversees offshore drilling, is out. The official word is that she had resigned after the Minerals Management Service came under fire for its role in the run-up to the oil spill. In his first national security strategy report, President Obama departed from the Bush administration in a number of key ways. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the details.
President Obama stressed that the battle against violent extremism can't come to define this country's relationship with the rest of the world. Instead, he stressed engagement and economic development as key components of U.S. security strategy going forward. The Obama National Security Plan doesn't mention, for example, preemptive attacks against countries and non-state groups who pose a threat to the U.S. Preemption had been a cornerstone of the Bush administration's national security strategy, and it set the stage for the war in Iraq. The report also focuses on the growing threat of homegrown terrorism, and it says the U.S. has to counter relatively unsophisticated attacks launched from inside this country, such as the recent failed car bombing in Times Square. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. government seeing another drop in the number of Americans filing their first claims for unemployment benefits. It fell to 460,000 last week. David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, says there are still too many new jobless claims despite the decline.
Claims are doing a little bit worse than we would have thought at this stage of a recovery. Normally, you'd see layoffs dropping off more than this. The critical number is going to be next Friday's employment report, however.
Dow's up more than 200. This is NPR News. An American woman who spent 15 years in a Peruvian prison for her role in an insurgency group is out. Lori Berenson was released today, 48 hours after court granted her parole. The New York native was arrested on a bus in 1995 on charges of being a leader of the Tupac Amaru revolutionary movement. Her family says Berenson never took up arms and was wrongfully convicted. In the U.S., a new poll shows that Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal still holds a large lead in the race for the Senate seat now held by Christopher Dodd. Blumenthal has been the subject of national criticism following a New York Times article about his service during the Vietnam War. From member station WNPR, John Dankosky reports.
A full week of negative press has taken a small toll on Blumenthal, once thought to be a shoo-in to replace Dodd. But he still holds a 25-point lead over his main Republican challenger, Linda McMahon, in a poll by Quinnipiac University. Last week's New York Times article shows Blumenthal referring to service in Vietnam during the war. He'd actually served stateside in the Marine Corps Reserves. He since apologized for what he called misstatements. Doug Schwartz, director of the poll, says that Blumenthal still has a commanding lead.
It says that people really like him, and because they really like the job that he's done for 20 years as attorney general, they're willing to cut him some slack on this controversy.
The poll does show that fewer Connecticut voters find the Democrat honest and trustworthy since the incident. McMahon's negatives also went up by 13 points. The former executive at World Wrestling Entertainment had claimed credit for feeding the Vietnam story to the Times. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky in Hartford.
U.S. stocks rally into the close, up 285 points for the Dow at 10,260. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.